It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Oh, I forgot to tell y'all. Over the weekend, my wife had a glorious hour and a half in her life, because there is a new Madea movie on the Netflix, and you know Jody loves Madea.
Yes. Really?
Oh yeah, she loves Madea. Hello.
Yeah. Which one is out now?
It is the one about the destination wedding.
Okay.
The destination wedding. Yeah. And they are funny. They're silly funny. You know, you're not going in expecting a masterpiece or anything, but you know, it's pretty funny.
It's mindless laughs, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, but Jody, I mean, uproariously laughs. I mean, loud, busting out. And then looking at everybody else as if to say, isn't that funny? Isn't that funny?
So funny.
That was us do find it amusing, but not as much as she does. She loves it.
Yeah, so that's a group movie. She's like, we're watching this tonight.
Sometimes when she knows that she's been keeping up with it and she knows when a new Madea movie is debuting, she'll start group texting. You know, hey, Saturday, we're looking for something to watch. Madea's got a new movie. You know, no. Like Madea is the actress that just put out a new movie.
Everyone's like, yeah.
Madea's got a new movie.
Does she know that Madea is not a real person? Like a real person? Okay.
Yeah. Somewhat, I think.
It's like, I want to meet Madea. Yeah.
But we turned on the Netflix to watch something else the other night, and she saw that. And usually it's just like, well, what do y'all want to watch? Well, it doesn't matter. You know, anybody want to watch this? And nobody's just definitely saying, I've got to watch this. But as mm-hmm. soon as they put up on the screen the new things, and she goes, wait a minute. And she looks at me and she goes, is that a new Madea movie that we haven't seen? Yeah, I think so. She goes, well, that's what we're watching. We got to watch that.
You're like, great. Yeah. I mean, they're funny. I mean, yeah.
Wow.
I love that. I love that. I don't pin her as a Madea. Do you, Riggins?
No, not at all.
But I love it.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. But you know, when my daughter was very little, I wanted to make sure that both my kids got an appreciation for and you know, understood black comedy. Mm-hmm. And because that's what really developed my sense of humor and you know, wit, for lack of a better term, is black comedy. And so my daughter was very small, and I took her to a Madea movie at the theater.
Yeah.
And you know, not that Madea is a you know, typical black comedy, but it does have a lot of the same types of jokes that if you're not around black people very much, you may not understand. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to make sure they were well-rounded in their senses of humor. And I think they are.
Yeah.
But I think they've progressed. Both of my kids would probably say their sense of humor is more sophisticated now than their mom's Madea movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you grew up listening to, who was it?
Richard Pryor.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
He was funny.
And some say that he did black comedy.
Yeah, someone.
Some might say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, all my friends that were black growing up and how funny they were, it was a completely different type of comedy. And they didn't even call it comedy. It was just the way they would crack on each other. to me. And it's completely different than the way my white friends, you know, would make jokes and things like that. So
mm-hmm. I get
got an appreciation for both. But now you say that and people are like, black comedy? What do you mean by that? Well, I mean, the way black comedians joke and the humor mm-hmm. that black people have. That's what I mean by mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
Well, Jody said something pretty funny to me yesterday. I was asking about somebody we work with on the radio show. And we were talking about her appearance on Lindsay Look, which is Lindsay's show that airs on Wednesday nights at 7. And I said, oh, yeah, we talked about you going on that show. And she said, what did y'all butthole say about me? I just said we were talking about it. We were promoting it. Oh, okay. She's like ready to come to blows almost instantly. Well, you bring up her name.
Yeah, because over the years, she's developed this false idea that when I'm talking about her on the radio, I'm making fun of her.
Is that what it is? That's what I figured. Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, I could see that just because we all kind of crack on each other. And mm-hmm. we're in like a space where we understand and do that, you know. But when you're an outsider, mm-hmm. you're like, okay, your walls are up.
Yeah. You know? But hey, speaking of that, I learned this week that we need to stop saying crack on each other, like cracking jokes on each other, mm-hmm. because crack means sex now. That police officer in Houston that got in trouble because she made a video and it said, I didn't get cracked last night, so everybody's getting a ticket today.
Oh, I assumed she was using the F word.
Yeah.
I assume so too.
When I told y'all the story yesterday and I said, since I didn't get blanked last night. Yeah.
She said crack.
I didn't even know crack. I didn't know if cracked was something you could say. I said it on my show last night because I figured that's not it's not one of the words you can't say on the radio, but I didn't know yesterday morning when I said it.
Well, that's not good. Because uh-huh. I mean, we could be saying tons of things that they're going to come mm-hmm. up with the same name for different things, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I cracked on Riggins last night.
Yeah, but that was true. That was true, though. So we don't have to. Was the police officer British by chance?
No.
Okay. No. I was thinking maybe it was like it was a British term for hooking up or something. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to tell my son then to stop saying it because I guess he heard someone the other day say, oh, crap. Ever since then, he goes, oh, crack.
Oh, well, then that's cool because people will just assume that that's what he sees in his house. It's a lot of crap.
Oh, crack.
Mm-hmm. Was one of his little friends saying crap?
I don't know where he heard it. I don't know if it was on TV. I have no idea. But in the car yesterday, he said, oh, crack. I said, what did you say? He said, oh, crack. I'm okay.
At least I know this time he didn't get it from TJ said a bad word.
Yeah.
He didn't get that one from me.
Not you. No. No, because you're stupid doesn't compare to old crap in front of a kid, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is that the word stupid?
Yeah.
Stupid.
That's a bad word.
It's a bad word.
Yeah.
Just because I just was talking to him and said, get over here, stupid. What are you, stupid? No. But and the police officer, Riggins, if you're wondering, and if you didn't see the video, she had some nasty rap playing in the background and she had it captioned. Since I didn't get cracked last night, everybody's getting a ticket today. And, you know, you would think most guys, if they didn't see it, they're wondering what she looks like.
Yeah. Sure.
And this is the way I put it. If she writes people tickets when she didn't get cracked the night before, that if you had a chance, Riggins, you would prevent everybody in Houston from getting a ticket.
Really? She's bad, huh?
Yeah, she's pretty. She's pretty. Wow. Okay.
How old do you think she was?
Early to mid-20s. Yeah.
Because they're the ones that are making all the words up and saying all the weird words, mm-hmm. the Gen Zers.
Yeah, and She may have figured, hey, look, I've been through all this training and everything, and if I get in trouble and I get kicked off the force, fine, but I have a better future making money on social media.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She's probably one of those ones that calls into work sick. My vibes are off, honestly. I didn't get cracked. My vibes are off.
Cracked? That
it's
is
so
weird.
It's kind of like vulgar when you think about it. I mean,
it is, because you imagine you're getting your back cracked is what you imagine. So, or I do anyway, which, I mean, if I could get cracked right now, I would love it. Same. My back is so stiff.
Same.
Everybody's cracked by the chiropractor. He's cracking everybody.
That guy's cracking.
He cracked me over.
Yeah.
And you know, that's just like a ploy, because now her DMs are just loaded with dudes that are being like, I'll help you out with that. I'll do what you want. I mean, it is just.
I'll crack you in three pieces.
Yeah. That's right. Welcome to Texas. Did she end up getting fired?
I don't know. I haven't heard the update on it yet. It just said that, you know, they were looking into it.
Certainly she did.
I don't know. Does that prevent you from doing your job effectively because you have a nasty mouth? I don't know.
Yeah, if you do it in the patrol car in uniform, yeah. If you're on duty as an officer of the law to protect and serve, yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be making pleasurable and entertaining videos for your TikToks.
I've even had jobs where that would have gotten me fired. I mean, that's any what? Respectable job. What do you mean?
What job would have fired you for that?
Pretty much any job except this one. No, I mean, like dancing for the NBA, we couldn't say anything political, vulgar, no cuss words. I mean, anything. Mm-hmm. And I mean, any respectable boss that saw that would be like, no, we're not doing this.
Yeah. And you know, we wouldn't have let that happen either.
I know.
I'm just saying, we would be like, you know, don't be acting like a prostitute out there.
Correct.
Saying you didn't get cracked, so now you're not going to be funny at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I am HR.
None of us would have not liked that. Yeah. Good cop would have been like, oh, come on, man. It's no big deal.
Come on. It's TikTok.
He'd be like, everybody likes to get cracked.
Yeah. Break.
Don't worry. You never have to worry about that.
I didn't realize I worked with such a bunch of fuddy-duddies all of a sudden.
Where's your sense of humor?
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, that's no big deal.
Come on.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
I think we talked about this when it was being discussed as an upcoming ice cream flavor. And now it is available. And there's a new story out about it. It's breast milk ice cream. It's going to be available nationwide now. Frida, a parent product company, and Oddfellows, a small batch ice cream company based in New York, have partnered to release a limited number of breast milk flavored ice cream pints nationwide. Yeah. Now, my first thought on that was, where are they going to get enough, even if it's a small batch ice cream? If you've got enough to sell nationwide, there's a lot of breasts having to make milk for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where are you getting all of that? But they say that it doesn't actually have breast milk in it, but it's flavored. It has the flavor of breast milk.
I'm not sure who wants that.
A lot of people, because they're freaks.
Okay, well, yeah, then
it's selling out immediately.
That is so disturbing.
And I think all milk pretty much is, that we consume is breast milk. So they should call it human milk is what it should be called.
True.
Not breast milk. It should be called human milk.
Yeah, it's all breast milk.
The whole thing is just so disturbing. I mean.
It is. There's an element of like very, what? Why do you want it? Because I can understand like bodybuilders, although I think it's odd, bodybuilders buying it online because they say it's got, you know, all these nutrients. That to me is weird, but still in the realm of normal. If you just want something that tastes like breast milk or you're just buying it to taste it, it's really weird.
It doesn't taste good. I mean.
I've never tasted it.
Well, I haven't. I just assume. I mean, I've smelled it enough. I mean, it's not pleasing.
Well. Here's something I want to know. It's always bothered me. It's kind of I think it's hypocrisy, but I'll get y'all's opinion. Why is it that when women are producing breast milk, they are so proud of it? They have this moral accomplishment. It's a beautiful thing. You know, a lot of people say you don't even try to cover it up because it's so natural and beautiful. You do it at the airport or wherever else you're surrounded by other people. So it's great. But why do they get offended when you call their breasts milkers? Or milk bags?
Milk bags.
Yeah, a big old set of milk bags on her. They take offense to that.
Yeah.
Isn't it the same thing? It's the milk we're talking about. Right. That's a beautiful thing. Have a big old milkers like that.
I think it's just the way it's been said.
I was hanging on every word of that, trying to figure out
where we were going.
But they get pissed when you call them milkers.
Milkers. Actually, I mean, listen, if I produce a lot, you could call them anything you want.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I don't care. But I didn't. I was one of those ones, you know. But now I don't want to say a friend. I know a girl acquaintance that produces so much that she sells it to the hospital. So she's on this like hospital plan where they take it from her and they pay her pretty well.
Yeah. So now, do they actually milk her, or does she milk herself?
She does it herself, and she's done it a lot longer than. So, okay, she had her baby. Let's say she breastfed her baby for like a year. Let's just say the child is now like five. She's still doing it.
Yeah, making money off of it.
Making money. Yeah. Yep. And she produces such good quality, they said, and so much that she has this partnership. Is that wild?
Yes.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah, that is wild.
All right. Here's.
Wow.
I'm not trying to be overly graphic or vulgar here. This is just an honest question. How does that affect her marital activities?
I don't know. I mean, probably a good question. I don't know. Because you know it does, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's. But I'm not really that familiar with exactly the way breast milk works. Because Jody never could. It never developed in her.
Yeah.
When our babies were born. But I don't know. I mean, is it, you always see women who are breastfeeding and they'll leak.
Yes.
You know, it's like, I got a pump. Look, I'm leak. Is it the same way for her for 5 years? She has to be that way. And I would assume that when she's in the marital activities that has to be, I don't want to say in the way, but
yeah,
you know, it can't be an aid.
Well, I did ask her when we talked about this because I was fascinated. Mm-hmm. Because when I did produce what I did produce, yeah, it's a pain. You're leaking. You're on a time schedule. Like you have to plan your life around that. And I said, that's got to be miserable. And she was like, no, I literally have it down to a science. Like yeah, when I do what?
It's her job.
Yeah. Like when she does it, the timing, she doesn't like have, I guess, leaks because she's got it down to a science. So it's wild. But she makes good money. It's crazy. Yeah.
How often is she making deliveries to the hospital? Do you know?
I don't know. I can't remember. Maybe like a week, every week.
Every week. And she puts it in a refrigerator to freezer. Keep it fresh in the freezer. Okay.
And does she sell it to just one hospital or does she use multiple hospitals?
I can't remember. I this was like 5 years ago. I was fascinated. She was on a bachelorette trip with me and I just sat there for like an hour talking to her about it. I'm like, this is crazy. I think it was one hospital. She's from somewhere in Florida. Yeah. But it was wild.
Those Florida women, they're known for their milkers.
Yeah, they are. But I'm not going to lie. If I produced milk and somebody would buy it, I'd be doing it all the time. I'd have a contraption hooked up to me where it'd be look like a leaf blower on my back. It'd be hooked up to my nipples and then constantly just pumping into that tank that I'm wearing like a backpack.
Yeah.
You'd be the first billionaire to sell milk. Like, well, how did he get to be a billionaire? He sells his milk.
Oh, he owns a dairy. Nope.
He is the dairy. Yeah,
he's a walking dairy.
It's wild. Wow.
Daddy's milk. Doesn't have the same ring to it as mother's milk, does it?
No, it doesn't. That should get you arrested. Daddy's milk. That's disgusting. I hate that.
But I'd do it. There's no joke about that. I mean, I would have, because I would invest in the machinery to make it as efficient as possible, you know, to be the most productive.
Yeah, you could probably even do it when you're sleeping. You put the seat neck and put it next to the CPAP and just strap one on your back, strap one on your face, and you're milking while you're sleeping.
Yeah. Just as long as I didn't get them mixed up. So instead of blowing in my face, it'd be sucking my face.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's great. Wow.
Because I bet she does make a lot of money doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm dying to know.
Yeah. Weird.
She's the milk lady.
Yeah.
She's like carting it around like a, you know, around town. That's like got to be the weirdest traffic stop ever. And you're like, what's in the bag? She's like a gallon of breast milk.
Yeah. And you know, she has to have hard cover, like the hard Yetis.
That's what she told me. She got a hard Yeti.
Yeah.
It's so gross though. Still, I can't, I mean, not even gross. Just like, I can't imagine it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all you do.
But she probably can't imagine getting up at the ungodly hour of the morning that you get up to do a morning radio show.
That's true. Same.
Mm, it's a lot easier to lie in the bed getting milked.
True. Getting milked. Oh, God.
Milking yourself. Go milk yourself. My God.
You're in a bad mood. Go milk yourself.
You need to go milk yourself.
He's upstairs milking. I don't know.
I hadn't seen him all day. Up there watching crime and milking himself. You better not get that on my couch.
Oh my God.
Puffy nipple couch.
How many times I tell you to lay down a beach towel? You need a big one. You're making a mess.
Oh my God.
Let me go. I got to go take care of him. I got to go figure out what he's doing. Like you do with a kid that's getting the. Into stuff while you're on the phone.
Yeah.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Find awesome deals on some of our very favorite products at tjriggins.com/deals. We've curated a list of some things that we are absolutely loving right now, and we've got special savings just for you. Save big at tjriggins.com/deals.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.